ಉಪದೇಶ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ಗೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಪವರ್, ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಮಣ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಮಣ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಫುಲ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್, ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್, ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್. ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಮೇ ನೋ ದ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಕ್ವೋಟ್ which goes as follows: I think, therefore I am. But what is the truth? We don't think in the deep sleep state, but we do exist then, don't we? There is the individual, the I, who wakes up and says, I slept well. So the I exists in deep sleep also. Therefore, it naturally follows that one does not have to think in order to exist. According to Ramana Maharishi, thinking and thoughts are highly overrated. He advised different devotees at different times about thinking and thoughts. Here is an example. He who thinks raises troubles. Thoughts rule the life. But freedom from thoughts is one's true nature, bliss. Here's another example. Thoughts are the enemy. And one more example is as follows. When a disciple asked Ramana Maharishi how he could recognize his own natural primal condition, Swarupa, Maharishi said, Absolute freedom from thoughts is the state conducive to such recognition. So, thoughts are the cause of misery, unhappiness, or restlessness. For those who seek happiness and peace of mind, getting rid of thoughts is the main aim or goal of self-inquiry or deep meditation. Pretty much, every time Ramana Maharishi had a conversation with a devotee about various issues and problems, whether physical or spiritual, the gist of his teachings was always as follows. Thoughts are the cause of all the problems. Give up thoughts. You need not give up anything else. The I thought rises first and creates a multitude of thoughts. This I thought is false, but creates thoughts which result in restlessness and misery. Find out from where this false, fake I thought arises. When you look for it, it will disappear, and the real, blissful, happy self will reveal itself. This is usually the advice that Ramana Maharishi gives to his devotees. But when you start actually practicing these teachings in meditation, you may find it to be very difficult because thoughts occur so rapidly and it makes your mind become like a maze. And before you know it, you are deeply drawn into a maze of powerful worldly thoughts, and your mind is moving along with them restlessly. When you realize this, you ask, how do I get out of this maze of thoughts, this constant chattering in my mind? How do I control my thoughts or reduce them in my mind? My mind seems to be such a powerful force, uncontrollable. Thus, you become helpless. Ramana Maharishi comes to the rescue. He says as follows, The habit makes us believe that it is difficult to cease thinking. If the error is found out, one would not be fool enough to exert oneself unnecessarily by way of thinking. This is a brief but amazing, powerful statement that is a very, very powerful guide and aid for a sincere seeker of happiness who is engaging in self-inquiry or meditation. So, what should you do to follow this advice? How do you practice this? Here's how. In your meditation, sitting alone and quietly, you must remember these words from Ramana and contemplate on them. The meaning of his words should be traced and understood. As soon as you intend to be quiet, thoughts will arise. At first, they may drag you into worldly thoughts and concerns and make the mind restless. Your mind may give you excuses about why you should give up your meditation or self-inquiry. But as soon as such thoughts arise, bring your mind back to contemplating on Maharishi's advice, which is, the habit makes us believe that it is difficult to cease thinking. If the error is found out, one would not be fool enough to exert oneself unnecessarily by way of thinking. Keeping Maharishi's words in mind, ask yourself, why should I keep following all these thoughts? What is the benefit? They were not there in deep sleep and I was happy. Now they have come and they just make me restless and take away my peace of mind. Recognize that it is because of habit that you think so much. Tell yourself, it is indeed because of my thinking habit that I believe that I should follow every thought that arises. And it is because of my thinking habit, I have this firm conviction that it is difficult to stop thinking, or that I won't exist if I don't think. But I really don't have to think at all. I can exist without thinking. In fact, I must be a fool to exert myself so much by way of unnecessary thinking. It is really foolish to keep wandering with all these thoughts and imagining things and be caught in a maze of restlessness. As Ramana Maharishi says, let me be quiet with just the I am feeling without thinking. By doing so, I will become mentally strong and peaceful. Convince yourself thus that less thinking means more happiness. Remind yourself that even a very little calm, quiet, and mental strength that you get during this inner quest process will help you carry on peacefully and calmly throughout the day. It will help you to endure troubles better and solve problems skillfully. Disturbing events or excitements will pass on without affecting you much. Remind yourself that your thinking furiously has nothing to do with the actual happenings in life. It is just a waste of time and energy. By the way, when you contemplate, as explained so far, the following thought may come to you. If I don't attend to my thoughts, how will my activities go on? To answer this question, Ramana Maharishi tells us that all your activities go on by themselves. You are not the doer. It is the higher power that does everything. You are its tool. So, while trying to be quiet, if you are disturbed by thoughts about doing your daily work, fulfilling your duties, and so on, remind yourself about Ramana Maharishi's words that thinking is just a habit and continue on with your self-inquiry. In fact, not only during your meditation or self-inquiry or inner quest, but throughout the day, whenever possible, remember the sweet, profound, most useful words from Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. The habit makes us believe that it is difficult to cease thinking. If the error is found out, one would not be fool enough to exert oneself unnecessarily by way of thinking. What a genius is Ramana Maharishi, because by this one simple statement, he shows us a way to be happy and a way to control the mind to realize the self. Use this statement, this practical teaching, in your deep contemplation as well as in your worldly life.